What was I thinking? Quick, before it rolls under something. Small wisdoms, hidden comforts, unexpected joys. That is the working title of my upcoming book, in which I jot down errant ideas that, if not transcribed, will simply tumble out, fall to the floor, then roll under something. I am herewith quoting myself and no one else. Here's a page from the book. It has been many years since I first occurred. I think, therefore I might be. Temptation is always so tempting. My enemy cannot take this moment from me. It is the one thing my enemy cannot take, for the moment is already gone. Too late to steal. If precocious is a word, why isn't postcocious a word? If you keep an open mind, won't your thoughts tumble out? Climb every molehill. The purpose of all my writing is to pose the question, is this just me? There is no future like the present. One day, I will write a book about things not meant for what they will become. I plan to die happy, except for the dying part. I like to brag about not being a braggart. Write down your thoughts and feelings and inspirations. They just might mean something to your reader. Refrain from making judgments about what you write. You, the writer, are not competent to determine what is important and what is unimportant. So get out of the way of what you write and allow others to absorb or critique. You are merely taking dictation from your innards. Let it out. Let it happen. Filling time is about all we do, whether or not we actually do anything. Time is ephemeral, but strangely real. No other unit of measure makes as much sense. One task of the writer is to record all the disappearing reference points. As I have traversed all these years, with myself as traveling companion, having never deserted me, isn't it about time I made friends with me? How many years will it take for you to become the person you always were? I can't get very far without my body. What it is possible for me to become is beneath my hopes. I seem to rely upon other people to make me feel bad. Why can't I just feel bad on my own? I believe in special moments and the disconnected interstices that come between them. The flash of inspiration is the only truth, the only beauty worth recording. To pay appropriate homage to life, it is important to thank goodness whenever possible. Thank goodness. If my mind wanders, it can't get far because it is tethered to the body within which I reside. Would that I had been born fully grown, fully mature. Bid misspent time return. An actual physical object is worthy of preservation because it is there to remind us of what happened when, what happened where, and what, when, and where felt like in the palm of a hand. Wisdom imparted by the wind would be called a wind advisory. Innocent bystanders, where is the proof they are innocent? My greatest hope is that science will find cheese curls to be a sure path to a healthy life. What is it I know that I have yet to learn? If you speak the unspeakable, it isn't. I am the last me standing. Filling time is anything we do or do not do. If you build it, there is no telling whether anybody will come. Sooner or later, it's way too early. Her shallowness ran deep. I'm so skeptical. I'm skeptical about my skepticism. If you've never been bad, how will you know when you're being good? Why do people only have flights of fancy? Can't one occasionally enjoy a sea voyage of fancy or a hike of fancy? Acceptance is the only real test of a civilized world. The curse of youth is that they think they have time. Of all the duddies I know, I am the fuddiest. Our fellow travelers are watching us, so we must set inspiring standards of behavior. If we fail to do this, what good are we? Living a kindly life is difficult. Difficult is the only way anything good ever gets done. I cannot keep my hands off books or my mind off the beauty of words and stories. Don't deny the enemy's existence. Just show the universe that the enemy does not matter, has no effect, exerts zero control over your innate ability to chuckle. The present does not have much heft, since it is either immediately in the past or immediately about to happen. As I note, this is an excerpt from my next book, no telling how many thoughts have tumbled out and fled while I wasn't paying attention.